Good morning. It's certainly good to see each one of you. So happy to see your faces this morning. God indeed has blessed us with another day. So thankful for the singing that Jim gave us. Very edifying, and thankful for the prayer, Brother Lonnie. Next Sunday, the lesson will be Good People, but this Sunday, the lesson is entitled Daily Faith, which means that faithfulness is more than just a Sunday affair. Acts chapter 2, 41 through 46 reads, "They that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done at that time by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house," that's Acts 2, 41 through 46, "walking daily with the Lord is a living, personal communion with Christ, which includes minute-by-minute contact with His life as He influences our actions. Paul said, 'I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me,' he said. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Galatians 2 and verse 20. Nothing short of daily faith will do, including daily prayer. Daily need means daily prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread," Matthew 6:11. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God," Philippians 4 and verse 6. David was a spiritual man. He said, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice," Psalms 55 and verse 17. "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto Thee daily," the psalmist said, Psalms 86 and verse 3. Paul was also a spiritual man who taught us to be. He simply said, "Pray without ceasing," 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Daily faith should include daily Bible study. How often do we apply the mind? Peter said, "Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." Philippians 1 and verse 9. The noble Bereans are a good example. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so, Acts 17:11. 1 hour on Sunday is not enough for the most needed nourishment. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4 and verse 4. After the Jews returned to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon, it is recorded of Ezra the scribe that he day by day, from the first day into the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, Nehemiah 8, verse 18. If the physical body was restricted from physical food to 1 hour per week, it would wither and lose good health. Likewise, the soul If it is not fed daily with the bread of life, would lose spiritual vitality and become ineffective, useless, puny, and all dried up. Compare secular knowledge in school. There are 5 days a week for 9 months for most folks. Formal worship at Fort Towson includes just 1 hour per week. Other places have maybe 4 additional hours or more of study, and that may not be enough either. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. If we want our faith to increase, we need more spiritual food. True blessedness is only found in God's Word. The Bible says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms chapter 1, the first 2 verses. Daily faith should include daily teaching. Daily teaching for everyone. To the Jews, the Bible says of Jesus that he sat daily with you teaching in the temple. Matthew 26:55. The Bible says of Christians in the first century that daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 5:42. In the first century, the church grew bountifully because of aggressiveness on the part of the faithful. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8:4-5. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. The example of Paul should encourage us to work. Paul said, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone, night and day with tears. Acts 20:31. Much of our time is required living and making a living. But while we do it, let us teach. We are told of Jesus that he, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:18-19. Talk with friends or strangers about the weather that God made, for heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, Jesus said in Matthew 24:35. People need help. Have we handed a tract out lately, shared a written sermon? The Bible says of Andrew, he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. John 1:41-42. Children are subject to tests and temptations, so be sure not to neglect them if we have an opportunity. Don't fail to strengthen someone to overcome the ways of this world. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word, read Psalms 119:9. Daily faith should include daily encouragement, which is a great responsibility to each other. The Bible says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. Daily encouragement is needed to the weak who wander astray. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6 and verse 1. Paul said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Do we leave the weak to sink or swim? Assist some not to be entangled in sin. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7 and verse 12. We want to enter heaven hand in hand. The Bible says, the king saying to them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Reads Matthew 25 and verse 34. Daily faith should include daily cross bearing, which is a matter of following or terms of discipleship. Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Reads Luke 9 and verse 23. The apostles were willing to endure persecution. Paul said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. The cross is a symbol of loss and pain. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy 11 and verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. The cross is also a symbol of duty. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded of you, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Luke 17 and verse 10. So this is an all-time occupation. Christians are to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Ephesians 4 and verse 1. One flash of good does not suffice for day-to-day faith. Are we willing? Jesus said, he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:38. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Daily faith will include daily results. Everyday religion produces daily results. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Acts 16 and verse 5. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. Why do we see increase only perhaps yearly? Has the gospel lost its power? No. Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Romans 1 and verse 16. Have people lost their interest? Probably. But we are commanded to hear ye him. Matthew 17 and verse 5. Have Christians lost their zeal? Perhaps. So we must commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. We don't have to be in a formal class, and we don't have to present it in a professional way. Just tell people about the gospel. In closing, this lesson and worship combined will not save anyone alone. Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." John 14 and verse 23. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Philippians 2 and verse 12. We need to build each moment of life around the Son of God, as we are only complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, reads Colossians 2 and verse 10. Are we walking with him daily? The lesson is yours. If we have a spiritual need, the Lord invites and we await to assist. Won't you come while together we stand and sing?
Have thy affections been nailed to the cross?
Washed in the